Brixton Calling. Hi everyone, I'm at Brockhall Park Country Fair, Lambeth Show, whatever you want to call it. I came yesterday, it's a Sunday. Came with this little girl, say hello.
My name's Azaria and I had so much fun on this slide ride and it was very, very, very nice.
So someone enjoyed themselves amongst the thousands that came. Anyway, I met quite a few people and I actually managed to blag the organiser and project manager. So come on, let's go. Hi, what's your name?
Katie.
Hi Katie, are you local?
Yes, we are, Oliver, just near Gypsy Hill.
Okay, have you been before?
We have, we try and come every year.
Oh, yes. Okay, so how many years have you been coming?
About four or five.
Have you noticed any difference?
It seems to have got bigger. I think it's got bigger and there's more variety of things and I think maybe there's more animals, but then we've just had children so maybe we're more interested in that side of things, but yeah.
Okay, so what are you interested in seeing today?
Well, because we're here quite early with the children, I think we're going to check out as many animals as we can. We're going to have a look at the slides, go and just get a feel for the whole place, maybe see what's in the bigger tents, that kind of thing.
Okay, so what do you think of the fair? What do you think of it? I mean, do you think it's good for the area?
I do. I think it's amazing, and I think it brings lots of people down from all over London. I've got friends here from North London. They've come down. They're coming down today, later, and they've people from all over the place. So I think it's an amazing thing. It should always be here every year, definitely.
Thanks so much.
We have a reputation to uphold.
I'm with Tim Finucci. Tim, you are events organiser and project manager, are you, the Lambeth Country Show?
Yeah, that's right. I've been doing it. This is my fifth country show now. I started it back in 2012. And yeah, even in my time in the last 5 years, the show is growing, getting bigger, but we're able to sort of be adding new content, new zones, make it enjoyable as possible, and it's still free, which is great.
I know. So tell us about the new additions you've got then.
New additions this year, one of the ones I've been most excited about is Discovery. So we've got partnerships with the Royal Society of Chemistry, Royal Society of Biology. All weekend they've got talks and experiments, they've got a meet a scientist afternoon. It's all about immunology and kind of how our brains work, you know, how our bodies work. It's sort of pushing forwards with the educational side of things for sort of young children to learn more about our bodies and learn more about life. And then also a big one this year is the Flower Zone. So we've got a partnership with the Royal Horticultural Society. So they've brought their RHS on tour. So there's gardeners' question times and there's chili plant potting workshops. And yeah, we've got a lot more going on, a lot more content this year.
I was talking to the lady from the rare breeds, the cattle. Mm. I mean, she's amazing. Mm. I mean, we've got the largest amount of rare breeds in the world. I learnt this today.
Yeah.
So when you put your shows together, you know, where is it coming from? Like you say, you're now doing more science-based. How's that, like, sort of marrying with the country show?
Well, I think, I know it's a country show, but we're not just strictly sticking to agriculture. It's not just about the music stages. It's just trying to have as much on offer as possible. And it's just to make it as inclusive as possible for everybody to enjoy. Not everybody who comes wants to go to the music stage, but some people might just want to come and see some animals, go and learn about biology, or go and see some flowers. So yeah, there's something for everyone, I think, across site.
Artist 2, hey, yeah! Artist 2, Radio 2.
Perhaps reach a decision. But I have to say he has five excellent first prize winners in front of him, probably all of whom would justifiably be awarded a championship rosette. So he has the pleasure of deciding which one of those is going to be.
Hi, can you tell me your name?
I'm Gail Sprake.
Hi, Gail. So tell me a little bit about what I saw yesterday. First of all, I'll just give a little description. It was a best of breeds, so I'll say no more. Tell me what you were up to.
Right, well, we spent the whole day here yesterday at the Lambeth Show. It's the first of 2 days, happens today as well, and we have 23 different breeds of sheep and 3 breeds of cattle here on site. And these animals were exhibited in different classes depending on age and gender. And at the end of each run of classes, for example, the long wool classes, then our judge would select a champion and a reserve champion. Today, all of those champions go head to head, and another judge actually makes his selection. But
so you can't be biased.
I'm not biased at all. I have my favourites, as we all do, but it's the judge's prerogative. We have this saying that the judge is always right on the day. There are over 60 breeds, pure breeds, of different breeds of sheep in the whole of the United Kingdom. That's more than really anywhere else in the world.
Wow.
There are 24 of those sheep.
We are a Great Britain.
We are. Livestock-wise, we're a very Great Britain, and it's part of our national heritage, and it's part of our agricultural future, or the future for all of us, really, because we're working very closely alongside the charity called the Rare Breed Survival Trust, RBST as we know it, and that's the only charity in the UK dedicated to monitoring, saving, protecting rare and native breeds of UK farm livestock. Now, we look after nearly 200 breeds, if you include all the things with feathers and the equines and the cattle and the sheep and the pigs. But the great thing here that we've got to be so proud of at Lambeth Show this weekend is that many of the sheep on show are part of the Rare Breeds watch list. And that simply means our team of conservationists and field officers categorise them to say which are the very rarest. So in fact, here in the Marquee, we've got a breed of sheep called the Borere. There are less than 300 breeding females in the whole world. You know, we look at turtle doves and we count them and monitor them. There's 14,000 breeding pairs, and we obviously naturally get excited, but some of the livestock breeds are really in need of our care and attention.
Wow.
So RBST has a presence here as well to sort of promote the work that we do, but I think if we leave people with one thought as they go away from the show this weekend, is that most of the sheep that they see here today are urban sheep.
What a brilliant, brilliant event this was this year. There's so much. I obviously couldn't include it all, so I just gave you a little taste of it all. If you missed it this year, make sure you come next year. Bring a picnic, bring a blanket, come listen to the music, hundreds of stalls. Oh, I just loved it. Anyway, this is Dolores calling from Brixton. Now at an end. See ya. Bye.